turn if he's here. Menno's turn if he's here. No? He's gone to get a drink. Okay. Okay. Okay, I'll do another one of Pete Acton and Clive James then, but I was hoping to keep the mood down nice and quiet, but this isn't quite the same mood. It isn't quite the same mood, same writers. I think this is just Pete Acton, actually. And started queuing on my own. By 9:15 she's still not arrived, and so I walked around the block, and then I thought I'd telephone. I'll let the phone keep ringing for 10 minutes, perhaps a quarter of an hour, then concluded she's not home. I thought I'd walk around the block again, but soon got fed up wandering aimlessly around all on my own. It was then a thought occurred to me, she might have been there all the time, just let the phone keep ringing on its own. In order that I might be led to think that she had gone out for some other reason and wasn't there at home. Now for any reason this should prove to be the case, I couldn't help but wonder what the cause might be. Perhaps a budgie Goldie had escaped out of the window, but in any case I thought I'd go and see. Well, the truth is, by the time I caught the bus down at the corner and arrived, the time was nearly 10:30. So in order that I shouldn't seem a fool, I went into the phone box just outside her house and phoned again. Just as I dialed the number, I perceived an upstairs window in her house become illumined by a light. Immediately I replaced the receiver on the bracket, and once more I stepped outside into the night. Now I knew her mum and dad were gone to Scotland for the weekend, and that she was in the house all on her own. So I presumed it was her brother's motorbike what stood outside the gate, although it's 18 months since he left home. I felt compelled to cogitate on what was most appropriate in circumstances previously unknown. I reasoned that if she felt tired, she wouldn't thank me if I woke her up, and so I caught the bus back home. Ballad from Upstairs Window by Pete Atkins.